You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On average, Māori live 7 years less than non-Māori. Māori are also nearly twice as likely to die from cancer than non-Māori. Māori women with breast cancer are 75% more likely to die from their condition than non-Māori. While Māori mothers and babies suffer higher mortality rates than non-Māori, and Māori in their 60s and 70s are twice as likely to die from COVID-19. This morning, RNZ published a report which found young Māori aged between 15 and 18 were more likely to die in the first 30 days following a major traumatic incident than non-Māori in the same age group. These are just a handful of troubling statistics which display major disparities between Māori health outcomes in comparison to non-Māori in Aotearoa. For years, Māori advocates and health professionals have been calling for an overhaul or review of our health system to figure out how Māori can be equally served rather than failed. Tomorrow, Health Minister Andrew Little will be announcing major changes to our nation's health system. Among these changes is the possibility of a new Māori Health Authority, a system change the Labour government promised during the election campaign last year. According to News Hub, Mr. Little will be deciding between an independent authority, which could have its own commissioning abilities separate from the Ministry of Health, or a Crown entity that will consult with Māori. Either option will need an iwi partnership board. The Māori Party's Debbie Ngārewa Packer has already claimed a Crown entity will fail and a Māori health authority that is independent is crucial. However, National MP Shane Retty has claimed positive changes can be made without needing to form an independent entity. This morning I spoke with Dr. Elizabeth Kerekere of the Green Party, who are calling for an empowered independent Māori health authority. Dr. Kerekere and I discussed why the Greens and other leaders are calling for an independent system, the unique health issues impacting Māori, and pre-colonial Māori beliefs and practices of health, among other issues. What do you imagine an empowered, independent Māori health authority would look like? How do you think it would operate?
I imagine an independent Māori health authority would bring the best of our Māori expertise to the table that all of the successful things that Māori-led organisations have done around this country will come to bear, and we will be able to reframe and really start fresh with a kaupapa Māori, a treaty-based framework of how we do what needs to be done to actually improve our Māori health, because we see it across the country. Māori health improves when Māori are in charge. Māori education improves when Māori are in charge. The difficulty, of course, is that successive governments cannot cope with Māori being in charge. They're fine to have a Māori director, a Māori manager, but they can't just say, here's all the resource, you do what's best for your people. But I hope that that's what this one will be, that we have the resources to do things our way, and then we know it'll work.
Well, there's plenty of shocking statistics on Māori health outcomes already. And this morning, RNZ reported that young Māori are more likely to die following hospitalisation for significant trauma than non-Māori. Why is our current system failing so much to do the best for Māori?
It's failing because it's still based on an old colonial structure that was never ever made for us, that in fact was designed to harm us and marginalise us. So when different governments tinker around with it and try to do little bits and pieces here and there, it still has no result. I'm on the Health Select Committee in Parliament, and we review all of the DHBs, the MOH, every health agency in this country, and no matter what they do, they say they want to help Māori, they want to reduce disparities, but very little actually works. And when it comes right down to it, and we say to them, how much money is spent per Māori patient, per non-Māori? In almost every single case across the country, more Māori is spent, more money is spent on non-Māori. If we have the opportunity to say, here's our money, that we, at the very least, we should have control of, this is the different way that we will do this. All of the statistics are bad. However, we see glimmer of light all over the country with people doing incredible things. And I want to shout out to all our rongoā, our miri-miri practitioners, people that use our plants, our old ways of doing things to heal our people. there should be an absolute big space for that, and that expertise and bringing back what our people used to know. Things around food sovereignty, our people knowing how to plant, how to feed ourselves, and moving away from processed food and the things that harm us in this lifestyle. I think there's so much potential, and it requires some letting go from government. It's as long as we're controlled by the Ministry of Health, which has failed in every single respect, then it's likely that the new health authority will, if not fail, will nowhere near to reach the heights of what it claims it wants to do. That's why it should be independent.
Would you like to see the new Māori Health Authority incorporate practices for helping people suffering from mental health conditions as well as physical health conditions?
It's everything. I absolutely am committed to Mason Jury's model of the Whare Tapawha, that our health is not one-dimensional. It's spiritual, it's our hinengaro, it's our whānau, and it's our tinana. So the physical is always only one part of our health. All of those things blend together. And when we keep trying to separate our mental health from the rest of our health, we separate it from whānau and we separate it from the things affecting us, like having somewhere to live and creating a sensible income, that creates a problem. And I think for Māori, that our wairua is such a core part of who we are, then always separating it out like it's not connected to everything else is always going to be a problem. So I would hope that a new health authority blends those things back together and sees us as the whole person, the whole people that we are, and the strengths that we bring.
And what do we know about Māori health practices pre-colonisation?
Some things have been handed down, and I think our rongoā practitioners are the ones helping to bring that back. But what we know from all the reports is we're a strong, healthy people. The diaries of colonisers, of the reports that were made, is we were sturdy and we were strong and healthy. We ate our own food that we grew, that we hunted for. Although, you know, hunting is pretty much reserved to fishing and catching birds, pre-introduction of exotic species, that we lived within our means. We did not have cash. We did not have processed food. So all of those, we did not have any form of alcohol, one of the few peoples in the world, which is why alcohol continues to have such a huge impact on us. I'm sure it wasn't paradise. Because, you know, it's work, it was hard work to be able to feed your people. But we started off strong and we had no resilience to Pākehā diseases and lifestyles. It looks like we still very much don't.
There will be a number of people who will criticise a new Māori Health Authority, will say that there's, I suppose, a kind of...
Special treatment,
yes, that's the one. That's what I'm looking for. But we know that Māori are facing, as you say, more unique issues that Pākehā or non-Māori are facing, westernised diets, westernised styles of living. So it's crucial for us to have an independent health system. Is that right?
That is what I'm saying. There's always going to be people who think that Māori having been able to live and live good lives it means it's special treatment. There's always going to be racists out there who think that we're getting special treatment just because we're getting, for example, any of the settlements, which is a tiny, tiny percentage of what our people are due, and that amounts to nothing compared to what has been taken from us. I like to think that more and more non-Māori are becoming aware of what the truth is. I hope that when we can start teaching the real history of this country in schools, that people will actually grow up knowing the truth, and there will be less and less of that. When every child in this country grows up speaking Māori, it will shift things fundamentally in that country. In the meantime, we've got a few generations of people whose privilege allows them to look down on Māori, look down on beneficiaries, as if being poor is an indictment in and of itself. And they'll still be there, but gradually new generations will grow up having a bit more idea of what the truth is in this country, and then they'll see that the views of their parents, their grandparents, were actually not correct.
Tomorrow, Andrew Little will be announcing significant changes to our health system. According to News Hubs, Little will be announcing a Māori Health Authority that will either be totally independent or a Crown entity. Why is it not preferable for the new Health Authority to be a Crown entity?
As long as it's a Crown entity, non-Māori are in charge of it. If, in fact, Māori ministers are in charge of it, if there's only Māori people running it, I might have some hope that it'll work. But as long as they answer to the MOH, and the MOH and this government has the right to tell them what to do and can override decisions, as we have seen Māori experts putting advice into all of these discussions, have been overridden. So long as this is actually some way independent, that Māori are actually in charge, then I will be hopeful of how well it's going to do. As long as non-Māori are in charge and think they know what's best for Māori, because that is that same colonial, paternalistic attitude that they've had since they got here, as long as they keep doing that, Māori will continue to die younger, will have worse reactions to any disease that comes along, and we will have to keep fighting. But certainly the Greens, certainly me as our health spokesperson, will just keep fighting. So I'm hoping for the best, but I'm not holding my breath.
That was Green Party MP Dr. Elizabeth Kerikeri talking with me about Māori health issues in Aotearoa and the possibility of an independent Māori health authority.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.